We left off the... There are really three major mahalchim in the Indian of what is this mysterious thing called bittul, which, like I keep stressing, the Gemara doesn't say what it is, and the Gemara doesn't say how do we know it was. And that's what's the mystery of a bittul, where the Rishayin basically everybody says what they want. Point out, and then I want to pick up the differentiations. Tosfos said that bittul is hefker. Whether he meant the regular hefker or he meant the chashivi, but the bottom line is, it's mitzad the regular din of hefker that makes it not mine. I stress again, something which all the Achorim stress, that according to Tosfos, bittul is not learned out of the Tosha. Misvara, I make it not mine, and the minute that it's not mine, so it's not lecha, and then I'm not over anymore. Abkan. That's the end of the story. Zoom, zoom to come in. So this is the thing. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is out of drasha. Tosfos is most extreme shot. Agav is the most simplest shot. That a guy goes ahead and he makes a hefker. Oh, he says, I mean, it's not lecha. I don't even know drasha. Rashi, by the way, is the other extreme. Why do I call Rashi the other extreme? Rashi says that there's a thing called bittul b'lev, which is called, quote-unquote, a hashbasa. And when you go ahead and you perpetrate this bittul b'lev, which is called a hashbasa, so, you're not over. You did this magical thing called a hashbasa, and you're done. Those are the two extremes. So Rashi's the ultimate drasha, midaliksiv. And Tosfos is the ultimate not drasha. The Ran is smack in the middle. I'm going to pull together now the protim and the Ran. I'm not 100% convinced that the chat that I'm going to say now on the Ran is the only chat that could be said. Although the Achorinim did say other pshatim, the Ran is really a combination of the pshat of Rashi and the pshat of Tosfos, but it's not a combination, it's really a new pshat. We'll go slowly. And we'll shtel avek now all the parts of the Ran and see if it makes sense. The Ran says, let's deal with the facts that we have. I want to say over the Ran in a very clear way. We'll see the parts where it's from Rashi and from Tosfos, but it's similar to both of them. What do we have from this Ran now? And I will say the final part in the Ran. The Ran says clearly that bittul accomplishes the avoid of seifei teinim. It's a first Ran. The Ran says that bittul is doimed to pirum. Pirum is doimed to seifei teinim. And that's what bittul accomplishes. Midin hefker, he means alech hashivi, because the Gemara compares bittul to, at least the way he learned, bittul is doimet to pirum, pirum is doimet to sefetainim, which means that the object is alech hashivi. Bittul is like pirum. What was the lashon of the Ran and the Avavim and Beis? The lashon of the Ran and the Avavim and Beis was that you don't need to make bittul on pirum, it's bottle and mela. It's already bottle, it's already alech hashivi. That's misarechon. So I'll start off with a kasha. If that's the shot in the Ran, if the Ran learned that bittul makes alech hashivi, so I have a very simple kasha. I asked this on Thursday, but I'm going to ask it over again with the full power. So I understand. You bought me a ride, the bittul means lech hashivi, and it's like piro. Now, the Ran agrees it's such an entity called piro, which is lech hashivi. It's like sefer teinim. So I don't understand the Ran. What's the Ran asking three kashas? How does it work? Kasha A, kasha B, kasha C. What's the problem? You know this thing called lech hashivi? Bittul means it's lech hashivi, afadara. So again, the story's over. That's what Tosfos says in the Afavim and Beis. It's Hefker and Shalom Yisrael. In fact, the Rabban, you can't make a Hefker, it's Afavim and Arah. What's the problem with the Rabban? How late the minute that he said that we didn't Hefker, and Hefker means it's Lech Hashivi, and you agree there's an entity called Lech Hashivi. By the way, Pirur, who made up the bottle? Somebody said the Pirur of bottle, the Lech Hashivi, intrinsically. And Bittul is like that. So I came along and said it's Afavim and Arah, it's like Pirur. I mean, what's the problem? What's the answer? That's the central kasha, by the way. If I had to put a central kasha on the Ran, that's the central kasha. That if the Ran himself started off and said that the Yisoid of Bittul is that like Pirum, which is intrinsic Lech Hashivi, so what's the problem? So it's Lech Hashivi. I turned the cake, I turned the bread into Lech Hashivi. The answer to that is, we said on Thursday, is that there's a Ran on the Vavim Beis in the Chedusha Ran who says, Lenus Batla, that's like cool. You can't take something that's Choshev and turn it into Lech Hashivi. That's why it can't be that Chometz is Mutav Hanah and you made it, what do you call it? You made it Batla. Said the Ran on the Avavim and Beis, a big idea. The Ran answered this kasha. By the way, I'm repeating. This is the central kasha on the Ran. the central kasha on the Ran is that if you, the Ran, said that the Yisoid of Bittul is Loi Chashivi and it's Neimet to Pirum, because that's how he read the Gemara Daf Amud Beis, that Pirum doesn't need Bittul because it already had Bittul, quote unquote. So what's the problem? You know there's a thing called Bittul, you know there's a thing called Loi Chashivi, so go ahead and say it's Afrodara. What's the problem? That's the central kasha. From there, everything's going to start. The answer is the Ran said a Teretz on Daf Amud Beis. He says that you can't go take something and make it Loi Chashivi. You can't make it Loi Chashivi. You can't make it like Hashivi, because it's Loi Nisbat, that's Loi Kulum. That's what the Ran says, that if Chometz is Mutter Bahano, if Chometz would be Mutter Bahano, we'll be able to make Bittul. What do you mean? Either guy's yelling and screaming and saying that by me it's Hashivi Kafir Dara. The answer is you can't do something. Loi Nisbat, that's Loi Kulum. It's a fake, it's a fraud. Vergich weiter. Next level Kasha. Okay, I hear that. That's why I can't stop saying Loi Hashivi. But vergich, but Chometz is yeah, also Bahano. Allah, that's what the Ran said enough of, that stop to go take something and stop say that it's bottle, you can't do it. Learn it's bottle, that's a clone. You say it doesn't make a difference. It's bottle title, we'll call it, okay? Fagih say it, but that's if Chometz will be also Mutabano, but Chometz is also Bano. So what is the again, so I'm gonna stop a square one again. What did Ran say over here? That Bittul is like Hashibi, Bittul is like Peru. In fact, Ran, how does it work? We know how does it work. I made a bottle. I made it like Peru. The answer says around the home of Beis, you can't stop taking things and make them bottle. You can't stop taking things and make them arrow. Fergich, but that the Ran said it over there is because it's Asabano. It's Mutabano. But if it's Asabano, I could make it into dirt. His Vita comes back to Kasha again, so what's the problem? Chomet is Asabano, and I went ahead and took Kafadar and Shalom Yisrael. So he said a big vart on Thursday. I'm repeating it again, which is the heart of the Sukkah. The answer is, you can't make Chomets. Even if it's Asabano, you can't make a bottle. Why not? It's Asabano, and Asabano means it's intrinsically like Hashivi. The answer is, but the Torah said it's Chashuv. Where did the Torah say it's Chashuv? Because of a different shtickle Torah. Halei Be'etzen, every Chomet, you should never be over by Rabbi Matzi, because the Torah says Lacha. Something which is Asabano, moment is wise, is not called Lacha. Asa Akasa Kilubushus, the Torah gave it an intrinsic Hashivus. Mela, the Ran held Misfara. And I say it's Mashman the Rabban also, but we're not going to learn the Rabban inside now. I say it's Mashman the Rabban also, that Vibalt Asa Akasa Kilub Rishusoi is we're back as if it has a Chashivas. In other words, we're Osama's grasp. My Kasha was that if Bittul means Loi Chashiv like Purim, so why can't you do Bittul? What's the problem? See, it's in Kasha, it's three Tarashiv with the whole Rikos. It has to be Kasha, how's it work? The answer is, because you can't stop going ahead and say something is Loi Chashiv. I can't go say something is Loi Chashiv, but how much is Loi Chashiv? The answer is, but the Isser Hanah, the Torah dealt with it. The Torah said, we don't treat it like an Isser Hanah. We don't treat it as something that's Loi Chashivas. Why? Because if Taka would treat it like that, you'd never be over by your own Matzah. The answer is, Asa HaKosu Kilo B'Shusoi. Liktach in Asa HaKosu Kilo B'Shusoi that it has an intrinsic Chashivas. Liktach that it does have an intrinsic Chashivas. It is a Chashav Azach. So Nela, the Ran Hatchfer. Haloi. A regular Zach, Stam Zach, that's Choshuv. I can't go ahead and make a Bittul. Loi Nisbata, that's Loi Kulum. Chometz, it's also Bahano. The answer with the Torah is Kil also Akasa B'Shusa. So the Torah gave it a Chashivas. The Torah was Machshiv that it is Choshuv. So here's where the Ran arrived at a junction. He said, Echel, I have a Gemara that says the Bittul is Loi Chashivi like Pirurim, like Sufetainim. How does such a thing work? You can't go ahead and turn something which has a chashivas into nothing. Then it's batel, that's like cool. I gave you on the printout on Thursday. What do you get? Tell me chometz is also bahano, but the Torah gave it also a kasu kilo shusay. And that also kasu shusay means it does have a chashivas. The Torah was machshivah, yeah. Hooray, you're over by your own matzah. Otherwise, you won't be over by your own matzah. Otherwise, be like pirur. The mele, this is the problem that the Ran had. Mitzad echad, here he was caught. Mitzad echad, he knew that the Yisrael Bittul was like chashivi, like pirur. On the other hand, he held me svara. How could you go make it like Hashivas? It has a Hashivas. You know, he doesn't have a Hashivas. It does have a Hashivas. Because Asa Akasa, Kilo B'Shusa, Terry gave it a Hashivas. That's why everybody are all my matzah. Now what's the Ran going to say? Now I'm going to go weiter. The Mela, the Ran held that it was a Dovro Poshet. Watch what I'm going to say now. That the only way to go about have a situation where I'm able to say the chometz is Loi Chashivi is if I'll be able to undo the kilu asa akasa b'shusay. This is where we arrive now at the moment of truth in there. Why did the Ran have to say a whole speech that it's kilu akasa b'shusay? The answer is because Kol's man, I don't grapple with this dargo of ki'ilu asar kasa b'shuz, that Torah attached the chashivas to chametz in order to be everybody around matzah. I can't do bittul. Here we arrived at the, we arrived. Halay, bittul means I mean, that doesn't have a chashivas. Bittul means I'll mafkir the chashivas from it. And I can't be mafkir the chashivas of it and treat it ka'afar because lois matas l'kum because the Torah was machshiv. Yeah, the Torah attached chashivas to it. Why? Torah wanted to be everybody around matzah. So the only way I'm going to be able to do bittul, is if I can somehow get rid of the kilo asar akasov. If I can get rid of the kilo asar akasov, then I'll be able to do bittul. That's the predicament that the Ran finds himself in. The predicament that the Ran finds himself in is that, what's bittul going to help me? What are you telling me? Bittul's going to do? I don't want it. It's not chashiv. The Torah said it is chashiv. That's why everybody wants it. Shnei dvom einam b'shusa shol adam v'asar akasov kilo b'shusay. That's the predicament that the Ran got to. Bittul means like chashivi, but I can't make it like chashivi because it's chashiv. You tell me it's also about not kilo, so I can't make it. What's do? How do I do such a thing? The only way is to get rid of the kilo, so I can't make it. How do I do that? So the Nesiva said that the way you get rid of it is how? I say, I don't want it. We asked a million kashas on that. What Moshe taught us is that the way to get rid of Bayer Rabbi Matz, the way to get rid of the Asa Kasa Shusoi, is another Nakuda. Halloy, here I'm going to say what I believe is the heart of the Zach. Halloy, there's another Zach floating around Iran. What's another Zach floating around Iran? That Pitul is Tashbisu. He says it five times. We learn it out of Tashbisu. It's a Kiyum of Tashbisu. Where does that fit into the equation over here? That Pitul is Tashbisu. I learn it out of. We're talking about how do I get it out of my Rishos? How do I attach it to the Chashivas? How do I make it offer? And there's another ingredient over here. There's bittul floating around. And by the way, we spoke out last week. Not only is the fact that there's a tashbisu equation floating around, it has to be tashbisu. What was my raya brought? Because if we're not looking for tashbisu, you can just as well do what? You can just as do what? Do hefker. We have to go do bittul balev for and create all types of problems with Varsha balev. Go do hefker. There's no, I have to do bittul. Batul balevcha. I have to go do tashbisu. The Targum says tashbisu is devalin. It means I'm looking for tashbisu much. I'm not just saying there's a piece of tashbisu over here. I need to do tashbisu, otherwise I have more of the kakasha. Why would there be a sakin bedikah? Because the guy's going to do it. He won't have a libo shaman because it's totally balev. So don't do libo shaman. Don't do balev. Don't do bittul. Get up and say, I raise a hefker and say, apply yourself from the whole mess. The answer is no, I have to do tashbisu. Where does tashbisu come into this whole equation? This is the answer. Everything comes together at once. Avada, bittul is ka'afa. Bittul is loy chashivi, like pirurim. But I can't attach loy chashivi to something which has a chashivas. That's the Ran of the base. When it's batra, it's l'kum. And over here, hagam that it's chomet, but the Torah attached chashivas to it. Because asar akosav gil b'shusay. I have to get rid of the asar akosav. How do I get rid of it? The answer is I get rid of it by doing tashbisu. I get rid of the asar akosav by doing bittul. And the bittul kills two birds with one stone. The bittul gets rid of the asar akasov. And once the bittul gets rid of the asar akasov, I'm back in business. I can make it into offer because it's also b'hano. I repeat. What the bittul does is it kills two birds with one stone. It gets rid of the asar akasov. And simultaneously with getting rid of the asar akasov, I can now attach e-chashivos. I can now turn the chavetz into offer because I got rid of the asar akasov. So it's back in b'hano. Now it's in spatel, that's like. You ever ask me, and how does the bittul get rid of the asar akasov? The answer is because it did touch Bisu. Bir Advarm. Yesh Lachkor. And here we go, much deeper. That's him. Every Chometz, you should never be over by Rav Amatzeh. Because by Rav Amatzeh requires that it's Lacha. Chometz is not yours, monetarily, monistic wise. Havasnish. Why is it not yours? The answer is because it's also Bana. Came along the Torah and said, no, you're over on it. Zogich, Zogar Besenu, and Zogti Ramban. This that you're over on it, because the Torah said it's as if it's yours. Here's a big vort. What's the other example of something that's not really yours and the Torah considered it yours? Bor. Shnei dvar me'ena b'shusa sh'olav asa kosa kilo b'shusa yichayev as if it's yours. By bor, by the way, the bor is hefken b'shusa ram. It's not my bor. Why am I chayev on the bor? What attaches the bor to me? Why is it called my bor? Because I made the bar, I created the bar, I shaft the bar, I dug the bar. The kriya of the bar that I dug the bar, that too zayt, that it's my bar. Yesh lachkor. And what makes the chametz my chametz if it's really not my chametz? kosher kilo shins, but what? What relationship do I have with the chametz? The answer is, you know what the relationship you have with the chametz is that you didn't get rid of the chametz. Until you do hashbasa on the chametz, that's called you're holding chametz. Ad v'lad b'chlal. What unravels the kilo asar kosher is that I said I'm doing hashbasa on the chametz. I'm doing a hashbasa on the chametz. The lashon of the rabban over here is, he's maskim daiter the das shel Torah. My das was equal to the das of the Torah, which is get rid of chametz. I did an act of getting rid of the chametz. I was mekayim tashbisu. You are mekayim tashbisu. You are mekayim tashbisu. That's not called you holding chametz anymore. That means even though the Torah came along and said also akosu kilo b'shusa hagam de'batzim, it's not yours. But there's a baseline requirement. I have to have emes hashayches. I have shayches. It's called I'm holding chametz. It's called the chametz is mine because I did do hashbasa. Why is it called the chametz? So by bar, it's called yours because you dug a bar. What's the baseline requirement by chametz? The baseline requirement is that it's called you holding the chametz. It's not your chametz, momentous wise, because it's also about no. That's true. It's also about no. It's not your chametz, but the part is you're holding chametz. So when is it called I'm not holding chametz? What do I have to do to be called that I don't have any more the baseline requirement of gilach? I did a maisash bosa. I was masking to the das of the Torah that chametz has to be wiped out. When I do an act of hashbasa, then the story's over. Then I lost the kilo asa, I cost the kilo b'shusay. That's the role that the hashbasa plays in this entire picture over here. The way that I get rid of the asa akasav is by doing a mice of hashbasa. When I'm doing a mice of hashbasa, is now it's not cool. Now the Torah didn't say that it's asa akasav b'shusa when a guy perpetrated an act of hashbasa to the chametz. When you perpetrate an act of hashbasa to the chametz, then it's not called kilo akasav. Then the bittul could work. The lashon of the rabban is hiskima daita l'das haTorah. I was maskim to the das of the Torah. The Torah wanted chametz wiped out. I agreed to that. Once you did an act of hashbasa to the chametz, that's not called your holding chametz. Then the Torah HaKadosh didn't say asa akasav kilo b'shusay. That's mistama the emes of shad in the Iran. Hold on. Memela. Memela like this. Now I want to go to another level. Memela like this. What is bittul? Bittul is loy chashivi. That's what Mefarshei Gemara according to the Iran. Bittul makes it loy chashivi, turns it into dust. Slowly. If you'll ask me, so what was his kasha? What was his problem? Turn it into dust. You can't turn everything into dust. Not everything you can turn into dust. Tosfos argues though, Dal Beil. Tosfos says after my. That says you can't turn everything into dust. Gainish does like, aye, this is dust. There's no asa kosov. That's why you have to grapple with the asa kosov. If you don't grapple with the asa kosov, then you can't do bittul. If you don't grapple with that saw kosher, then you can't do bittul. You can't put it into offer. It's not offer. The Torah said it's chashuv. The Torah said chometz has a chashivas. And Elamai, you'll tell me, it has a chashivas. But I'm saying it's offer. That the Ran says nafav. Something which has a chashivas, you can't make it into offer. That's the big idea. The Ran says nafav that something which has a chashivas, you can't turn it into offer. Now, once the Torah said it has a chashivas, the ball gives up. You tell me, what do you mean? Let me turn it into offer. You can't turn it into offer. But it's batel. That's like cool. So I must get rid of the kilo aso in order for the bittul to be chal. How do I get rid of the kilo aso? Or better said, when does the Torah not put it into your rishos? That's when I do a hashbasa. Hiskima daitel adas haTorah. If I do an act of hashbasa, then I have now pulled out the rug beneath the basic requirement of what I need in order to be called kilo aso b'shusa. B'shusa has a basic requirement. What's called b'shusa b'shusa? Stam. The guy did hashbasa on it. So. If that's true, I want to say kama v'kama zacha that I heard from Rabosher over the years. Very important hashlomas to this picture. That's the shita of the Ran. Now, kama v'kama horus. If that's true, and that is the poshim shan, the Ran. We'll go slowly. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph. Hello, the Ran. I'm going to say a dope neighbor here. I want to shalom v'kama horus to kazach. Aleph and Beis. So, that's the picture of the Ran. Now I'm going to go backwards and start over again. The Ran, Haloi says, how do we know bittul works? It's a pasuk. Tashbisu means tevatlon, said the Targum. The Rabbeinu HaTzafasu said, Tashbisu means l'ra'o l'cha, batal b'libcha. We learned out there's a thing called bittul. I want to stop and start the whole Ran over again. Does that understand? So what do you need the whole patch karai for? It's exerzikos that bittul works. Who holds like that it's exerzikos that bittul works? Who holds like that when you have exerzikos that bittul works, it does the job? Rashi says, Hashbosa b'lev heavy Hashbosa. Rashi davvom b'beit. That's why you're not over by your own. What's the story's over? I want to start the whole story again. After I explained the whole Tashkarai of the Ran and all the parts, I want to start over again. But the Ran at the beginning of the day starts off and says that from the word Tashbisa we learn out, or from Bayerul, that Bata Balitha. So why doesn't he stop there? You want to know why it's enough? The Torah says, Bittul's enough. Rashi says, it's possible to live. Have you asked Bossam? What's this whole Tashkarai with Hefker? And then he got himself into trouble. Hefker means like Hashivi. And then like, oh my God, so why did you just learn? The guy did Bittul in his heart like Rashi does. By the way, that is the Possum John Rashi. Rashi says, Hashbosa believe, Havi Hashbosa. A lot of you came to me and I said, really? Yeah, Rashi says, Hashbosa believe, Havi Hashbosa. That's cool. I eradicated it. That means I parted away with it. So if the Ran himself agrees to Rashi, well, he's coming to explain Rashi the way he understood Rashi. If he agrees with Rashi that there's a drasha that tells you that Bittul works, and by Ross says, Bittul takes care of it, so what's the problem? Hefker, Lechashivi, Pachkarai, how does it work? Terutzim, combinations, Aso Akosim, I get rid of it, and then I go back to Lechashivi, I got to Pachkarai. Let him say, like Rashi. You learned that from a pulsing, Bata Balitcha. The Torah says, do Bittul, that's all. Shteita, Big Machlekes, Ran, and Rashi. Vice Ois, the Ran held, I heard this from Rav Asher many times. Vice Ois, the Ran held, that if at the end of the day the thing's not going to leave your Rishus, that means if your bittul, quote-unquote, didn't accomplish anything, that's not called Tashbisa. We have a world war between the Ran and Rashi. We have two Rishonim. Tosis didn't bring a drasha. Tosis says it's a svar. It's Hefker, it's not Lacha. But we have two G'dayle Rishonim who are transmitting on the same level. They both say there's a drasha that says do bittul. Bittul is Tashbisa. We'll take the shot of the target. Tevatl. No, so Rashi says the board game's over. I did bittul. What do you want from me? God for that, I'm sorry. What's the Ran want over here? The Ran brings a riot that attempted, then he says, how does Hefker work? And then he says, a teretz. The answer is he argued on Rashi. And he said, what do you mean? It's bittul. What? Where's the Tashbisa? Where did you get rid of the chometz? Because he said, Kofar, something happened. It accomplished something. You got it out of the Gerushals? No, it's not Hefker. You didn't accomplish anything. Bittul believed. The Ran argued. Kamish, hand to hand combat with the Rashi and said, ain't the rocket, that's what I'm saying. That's not called Hashbasa. That's not called Hashbasa. Rashi says, Bittul believe, Hashbasa believe, Havi Hashbasa. The Ran held out like that. The Ran says, what did it accomplish? What did it do? What makes it mushmus? Because in your heart, a lot of you can't ask me this. Many of you asked me, said to Rashi, Hashbasa believe, what did the guy do? What did it accomplish? The answer is Rashi holds name. Hashbasa believe, Havi Hashbasa. Rashi says, that's what I'm saying. That's why you're not living by your love. The Ran argues. The Ran says, "Does Nishkein Hashbasa? Hashbasa has to accomplish something. He has to wipe something. He has to leave your Rishus. That's Aleph Beis. One second. It's a mistake. What does the Drasha do? Frankly, cats. What the Drasha says that it's called Tashbisa. And if I wouldn't have a Drasha that it's called Tashbisa, what would be? I would blind with the Kilo Asol. So what does the Drasha do? Frankly, what it called cats? So what does the drasha tell me? The drasha tells me that it's called Tashbisa. And why do I need a drasha for? Because I wouldn't know it's called Tashbisa. I'm blind with Kilo Aso. Because the Torah gave it a Hashiva, then Bittul wouldn't help. What knocks out the Kilo Aso, which gives Hashiva to the Chometz, is the fact that I did a Hashbasa. Who told you that's called a Hashbasa? Avaluitzo wouldn't become Hefker. That was a no-brainer to Rashi. That's not called Hashbasa. That's not called Hashbasa Bachal. That's not called Hashbasa Bachal. Now we understand, for the first time clearly, why the Ran keeps talking about Hashbasa, Hashbasa, Tashbisu. I go back to the Kasha, Rabbi Eger, with his son-in-law, or his son-son-in-law. He asked the Kasha, why do you have to have Bedika? Because when the guy's going to do a Bittul, he's not going to do it with a full heart. Back to Rabbi Eger, Zvon Shabalei. What did Rabbi Eger answer? The Bittul's totally in the heart. He's the first Kasha, why is it totally in the heart? Because I need Hashbasa, correct? In fact, the son-in-law, okay, so do Hefker. And don't break your head. Let Klai Yisrael do Hefker. Hefker doesn't have Drasha B'Lev. Hefker is a regular classic thing. The answer is he can't do it because that's not called Tashbisu. Hefker HaKasha, what do I need Tashbisu for? There's a mitzvah called Tashbisu. Why is this called Tashbisu? Because I'm doing an act of Hashbasa, Batel B'Livcha. Tashbisu means Tevalon. So what? So then what's the whole patch grab? I repeat like a cycle. So what's going on over here? The Teretz is the Ran held Shver, but what does it do? What does it accomplish? Why is it called Tashbisu? What makes it called Tashbisu? Because you went up a guy that said, I raised him for the hour. So Rashi said, yeah, it's possible to have it called. The Ran held it on, not like that. The Ran read the Gemara in the Avraham Beis that the reason why it's called the Hashbasa, now you ask me a different kasha, what do I need it for, to be called Hashbasa for? What do I need it to be called Hashbasa? I said it's offered. The story is, because there it's Asa HaKosov. And the only time it's going to stop being Asa HaKosov is if I did a Maisa Hashbasa. That's it for me. We have three pshatim and what Bittul is. Let's go further. We have three pshatim, what is Bittul? Taisis is the simplest pshat. Taisin says, Bittel is Hefker. I say that it's Kafir Dara, it becomes Hefker. It's not my fish. No drushes, no chidushim, no anything. Goodbye. And that's because Taisin holds that a person has the ability to make something into Lech Hashivi. Yeah, I don't need apologies, I don't need anything. I don't need Mr. Tashvizan Al Kilo. Also, I could take them and make them to Dern and Gun. Rashi's the other extreme. Rashi brings up a Xeris, a Kosovaza. Hashbosa believe Hebe Hashbosa. It's cool to do Hashbosa. Have a good day. The Ran is a very complicated shot. The Ran learns that it's Hashbosa. He doesn't understand how it works. Where's the Hashbosa? There is, he came out of Yerushos. That's a Raya from Davov. Then began a whole problem. How does it come out of Yerushos? Hefker. Hefker's not Tashbisu. Baltuk after the arrow. The blaze about the Eslokum. Aitz also Bahano, also Hakosov. So I have to get rid of that Soha Kosov. How do I get rid of that Soha Kosov? By doing Tashbisu. And then, once I get rid of that Soha Kosov, because I got rid of the Soha Kosov because I did Tashbisu, now I can go ahead and say that it's offer. Then I can go ahead and be Mekayim Tashbisu. So at the end of the day, that's the package deal down the Ran. And the Ran is not a combination of Rashi and Tosfos. It's a different world completely, Kimedubur. Now, we're ready to start the next Sugya. The next Sugya is one of the hard Sugyas of the Perek. Not the hardest, we'll get to the hardest afterwards. I want to give an introduction to the next piece of Gemara. We're going to see in the coming days, the next week is a whole blot. Protim and Protim, Protim, Tiferet. We'll start off slowly. The next piece of Gemara, we're going to see, after we get the Gemara itself clear, is intertwined with many levels of Lishitasa and what I just said. We'll put what I just said on the shelf now. We finished B'Shatav Mitzlach as a week of the Sugi of Bittel. Now we're going to start the next sugya, and we're going to see afterwards how this whole thing is intertwined in one of the great fakirs, and one of the great shaylos of Pesachim. But we'll put that on the shelf now, and we'll come back to the day or two. Zakti Gemar. Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam. Habimeir Oyma Oyma Kochomish Yosef Mitzgila Sheish. Habimeir says you also eat the whole fifth hour. You're allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. The beginning of the sixth hour, it means Chazal ate it on an hour of Isser. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Eichlin Kol Arba, V'Toilin Kol Chomesh, ate it on 2 hours. The Kuliyam of Miyah Chomesh B'Sheish also Ma'ala also. Everybody agrees that from the end of the 6 hour, Chomesh is also. I'm going to stop right here and begin the journey. It's a long journey. Hold on to your seats. State in the Gemara that everybody agrees that from the 6th hour and on, we'll call it from 12 o'clock and on, Chomesh is also. Which Isser, by the way? Which is it from 12 o'clock and on? Which is we talking about anymore? What's the issue? We're going to begin our journey of a blot to find out why is it also from 12 o'clock and on? Which is it? Is it the Isser Achilo? There's a major problem with that because the Isser Achilo is a Machlekes Tanoim later on. Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not there's an Isser from 12 o'clock and on. And the Gemara learns out a different Sukkim over there, nothing to do with our Gemara. Seder? Besides the fact that it's hard to believe that this Gemara is talking about the Isser Achila from 12 o'clock and on, hey, it's Machlekes Tanoim later on, Yehuda Meir. But more than that, Yehuda Shimon, but besides the fact that it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not there is an Isser Erev Yontov, it's Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out there's an Isser, learns out from a different pasuk, not from the blot coming up. He's supposed to be more saying, how do you know? So Rabbi Yehuda later on, the pasuk brings a pasuk again. Shalom Yisrael, have a good day. Which Isser did the Gemara mean? It's also at 12 o'clock that the Gemara is beginning now a journey, a long journey of learning out that Tashbisu means 12 o'clock and on. We're talking about the Isser, which is the Chavkasam Alphan about apologize. The Gemara brings down Machlekes Tanoim. When does the Isser Achila start? When do you get a love? When do you get Malchus? Is it from Erev Yontif? Or it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who was Erev Yontif? Or Shimon also? The love starts at night. If we're talking about the Isser Achila, it's Machlekes A, Machlekes Tanoim, and B. The one who holds that it starts at 12 o'clock. When is it out of a different pasuk? Supposedly more a whole lot of it. It must break its head now to find out. Who's talking about Achila? So, Vishit is Rashi. I have a simple answer. Rashi says over here on Dalet Amud Aleph, a shocking zach that shook the world. Rashi says, "Yivir maskul chavitz eino also min haterev b'vayirah ba'achila el mishay shoyis." Dalet Amud Aleph, chavitz eino also min haterev b'vayirah ba'achila el mishay shoyis. Misha avru shay shoyis. Kidyafinan Acholak, we split the day. Milasisha Alchamas. We'll come back to this Rashi. Rashi says Azach, which Mama shocked the world. Rashi says that there's Isser by Yiroah from 12 o'clock and on. Now, this is a major problem. Because the Pasuk of Bayirah says explicitly 7 days. Shirvas Yom Sole Mosin Batechem. Rashi says there's an Isser Bayirah from 12 o'clock and on. The next blot is not going to mention Bayirah. The next blot is going to mention Tashbisu. The next blot is going to be busy with proving that Tashbisu is an Erev Yontif. From 12 o'clock. Bayirah now. Slowly. But Rashi says that is Bayirah from 12 o'clock and on. How Rashi knows this? We're going to see. Akrapana, the Fishi does Rashi, who says that this Bayi, Rashi says in other places in Shas also, Rashi Baba Kama, I'll print it out for you tomorrow. Rashi says this is Bayi Rav from 12 o'clock and on. So the Gemara means to say, slowly, why did Chazal make Takonis? You have to burn it earlier, burn it earlier, burn it earlier. Because at 12 o'clock, it's awesome. From 12 o'clock and on, it's awesome. We don't like that. From 12 o'clock and on, it's awesome. It's awesome. So that's why they latched on an hour beforehand, 2 hours beforehand. Achleikus, how much did they get on? 2 hours, an hour. And that's why, by the way, we burn chametz early. Why don't we burn exactly at the end of the 6th hour at 12 o'clock? The answer is no, because there's a gezerah. Oh, but the Gemara's mashma, that it's all derabbanan, 1 hour, 2 hours. Oh, but if I say that from 12 o'clock and on, it's awesome. So which iser is it? We'll say Bayiro. Bayiro. Well, the kuliyam of chametz b'sheish osam ala also min olam harino arabaya trei korek tv. Ksev shivas yom mesol imotzi botecha. This is one of the great mysteries. This two lines in the Gemara is a source of controversy of Rashi against all the Rishonim. One of the most important machlekes in the Masechta. I'm going to go through it slowly and carefully. We'll start with Rashi. If the Issa would only start at the night, people don't make a mistake between day and night. The fact that Chazal were crazy, people are going to make a mistake, because they make a mistake an hour or two from 12 o'clock till earlier. Zok Rashi, Shivas Yom Solom, Tatech Mafilu Sha'achas. It's like Shivas Yom, complete. Except Achim and Rishon, Harish Shah, Boy Sha'achas. Okay, so the Rabbis, Dr. Harish and Rishon, create them like all Shiva, come with the Hainu Abba also. We'll stop here. I'm going to speak at length now. Mysterious Gemara. The Gemara over here did something which is not to be believed. This is the famous Shitas Abaya. Abaye said that Ach b'yoyim harishon tashbishu s'omim v'techem is Erev Yontif. How we got to 12 o'clock is stage 2 of the Gemara. But let's take one thing at a time. Ach b'yoyim harishon didn't mean the first day of Yontif. It meant b'yoyim harishon meant Erev Yontif. How do we know that? How do we know it means Erev Yontif? And then we'll see from 12 o'clock that the word Ach means to cut it in half. Says Rashi, we have a stira. This is what we're going to call now for the rest of the Zman, the famous stira of Abaye. Rashi says, not 1 minute you're allowed to have chametz. It's a sheni shtei tashmisu b'yom rishon. If yom rishon means yontif, harei shah bo shayachas. Harei you while you were doing the tashmisu shah, you had chametz. So what's pshat Rashi? Mori the kamaisa. All the rishonim learned up in Rashi that what Rashi meant to say was, what's the stira? All the rishonim learned up in Rashi that Rashi meant to say that the stira was, haloi, you're not allowed chametz for 7 days. Right. And the Torah says, do tashbisu. When are you doing tashbisu? Barishon means yantuf. So while you're burning it, you're being hurt with that vera. Harishah, shachas. Azoi learned Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Pshat and Rashi that the stira is that on one hand the Torah HaKadosh says 7 full days is an isser. On the other hand, the Torah says, do tashbisu b'yom harishon. Do tashbisu b'yom harishon. And how can you do tashbisu b'yom harishon? How can you tashbisu b'yom harishon? How can you tashbisu b'yom harishon? How can you tashbisu b'yom harishon? Hello, while you're doing tashbisu, areishah, you're being over. So what's the stira? The stira is, besides a state that there are 7 days where you're not allowed to chametz, and then state that the first 5 minutes, you're being over the vera. When you're doing tashbisu, you're being over the vera. How do I live with that contradiction? How do I live with that stira? How do I live with that stira? How do I live with that contradiction? On one hand, state that all 7 days it's awesome. On the other hand, state that you're doing tashbisu on yantiv. And while, zokter reina peretz, and while you're doing the tashbisu, you're being over the isser, clash. It must be the Yom Rishon means Erev Yontif. Comes along Rabbeinu Peretz and argues ferociously. Rabbeinu Peretz says, what are you talking about? That's not a stira. That's a stira. That's not a stira. About the Torah asked 7 days. That's not a stira. About the Torah asked 7 days. The Torah says, do tashbisu b'yom rishon is Yontif. What's the problem? If at the first second of Yontif I'm going to go ahead and do the beer, involved in doing the mitzvah. While I'm doing a beer, while I'm actively involved in getting rid of the chametz, I mean, the parents understood that Rashi meant to say that the stira of avaya was that while you're doing tashbisa, you're being over by yirah. So how could it be that Yom Rishon means yomtiv? If yomtiv is aser by yirah, so when you're doing the tashbisa, you're being over by yirah. Hare shah shah achas, slowly. In fact, you're being a parent, I argue on you. You're not over? While you're doing tashbisa, you're not over by yirah. One second, the yomtiv comes. The first second of yomtiv comes, you're over by yirah. The guy, that second, by achmir Yom Rishon, on yomtiv, he quickly does the tashbisa. You're not over by yirah, by Motzi, says you're being a parent. So Ben parents understood that Rashi meant to say, you are right. And that was the stira. The stira was, Mitzad Echad, you're also for 7 full days. And Mitzad Cheni, you're being over. The Torah says, Ach B'Yom Rishon, if Rishon means Yontif, so you're doing the beer on Yontif. So you're over. Can't be. How do the two things live together? Yeah, you're not allowed to do it. He's doing an Avera. Must be the Yom Rishon is Erev Yontif. That's how the Ben parents learned Rashi. Okay? Slowly. Slowly. If that's the Pshat and Rashi, so there are three monumental kashas. Kushas Atsuma, She'enel HaTshuva. Kasha number one. So I don't understand. Fine. So we said there's a clash. There's a stira. The Yom Rishon can't be yomtiv because while you're doing the tashbisa, you're being over. The Torah says 7 days you can't have chametz. And then while you're doing the tashbisa for that 30 seconds or 4 or 5 minutes, you're being over by the law. Mosai, the Yom Rishon is Erev Yomtiv. Listen to this kasha. What's the kasha? Okay, so tashbisa is Erev Yomtiv. And when do you do tashbisa? The Gemara learns later on. Ach means at 12 o'clock you do tashbisa. So may I ask the same kasha again? I'll ask the same kasha again. Fregich. Okay, so we move tashbisa back to where? To 12 o'clock. But Rashi says in Amar Aleph, that the minute we move tashbisa back to 12 o'clock, who comes along for the ride, Rashi said? Bayor came along for the ride. So baita fregich. So how are you going to do tashbisa at 12 o'clock? What do you gain? What do you gain by moving back tashbisa to Erev Yomtiv? This is the famous kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz asked the kasha, by the way. But I'm going to ask the kasha without Rabbeinu Peretz. This is the famous kasha. Halei, what are you gaining by moving tashbisa back to Erev Yomtiv? But Bayura comes along for the ride, because wherever there's tashbisa, there's Bayura. Rashi says before, from 6 hours and on, you're over Bayura. So there's the kasha. Ach, we don't reach tashbisa. Ach means at chatzois. At chatzois, do tashbisa. At chatzois, do tashbisa. At chatzois, do tashbisa. But I'm going to be over. But I'm going to be over. How can I do it? The same stira. The stira didn't go anywhere. So what are you going to tell me? That if Yom Rishon means Erev Yomtiv, have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Maybe I'll do it when? I'll do it at 5 to 12. If Yom Rishon means Yomtiv, I don't have an Eitzah. Because Yom Rishon means on Yomtiv, right? So if it's on Yomtiv is a clash with Shivas Yomim. But if it's Erev Yomtiv, so maybe Erev Yomtiv means, Achmir Rishon means do it when? Ach mitz chatzois, and do it when? At 5 to 12, I don't have a problem with that. If it's yomtiv itself, I can't split it, because yomtiv means on yomtiv, b'yom rishon do it, but iso shivas yomim. Maybe over here, once b'yom rishon meets erev yomtiv, and the iso starts at 12, I'll do it at 5 to 12, it can't be. For sure, Rashi, not like that. This is one of the big, this is the big kasha of the sugya. Look inside Rashi here. So Rashi, the sorrow from Betchila Sheish. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Look at Rashi, Divya Amaskal, the sorrow from Betchila Sheish, third wide line. The sorrow from Betchila Sheish. Look at the Rashi. The Lo Yamtin, and don't wait for the Deraisa Atchila Sheva. Shu Asim in a Torah. Don't wait for the beginning of the seventh hour. Do it an hour earlier. State in Rashi, that when am I allowed to do it mid Deraisa? Tchila Sheva, the beginning of the seventh hour. How can you do it in the beginning of the seventh hour, Mida Raisa? You're clashing with Bayura. You tell me I don't clear with clashing with Dalsal Steer of Abaya. Rashi says before is that Mida Raisa, I don't do it at 5 to 12. Mida Raisa, I do it with Tchil Hashem, I do it at the beginning of the seventh hour. How can you do it beginning of the seventh hour, Mida Raisa? It's Bayura. So what do you gain by bringing along Tashbisu to Erev Yomtiv? Bayura came along for the ride. What are you going to tell me? I'll do it at 5 to 12. You can't. Rashi says you do it at 12:01. You're clashing with Bayura. If Rashi learned that the entire foundation of Abaya was based on a stira between Bayura and Tashbisu, that you can't do Tashbisu, I'll say it in a very blunt way, you can't do Tashbisu during Bayura time, so what you gain by moving it to Erev Yomtiv, Vaiter, you're doing Tashbisu Bayura time, what do you tell me, I do it at 5 to 12, Rashi says, Betchila Sheva, Rashi says we do it at 12 o'clock, So you're clashing with Bayerah. That's the same thing. Is Bayerah from 12 o'clock and on. So you're being over Bayerah when you're doing Tashmisu. That's kasha number one. Rabbeinu Peretz asked this kasha on Rashi Kemat Meforsh. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no. The Ema, the Rabbi is Lel Chamisha also the beer. Maybe the Achmir Rishon is coming to be Marbe the nights. They have to get rid of it every night. Sakadat Chamina Yomim Ksiv. Yomim in Leilois Loi. And I think that Shivas Yomim by Yerol is only by day, not by night. Sakadaitach. Kamash Molon, that is what? You learn from Bayom Rishon Tashbisa that what? What's the Gemara say? Loilom Achmir Rishon Tashbisa means Yontif, not Erev Yontif. Aye. So what do I do with the clash? I might think that what? They only have Bayerah by the days, not by the night. Kamashul on Tashbisu. How do you read the Kamashul on the Gemara? Kamashul on Tashbisu. The Bayerah starts when? Starts at night. So it's like the other clash. So how do you Tashbisu at night? It's Bayerah by night. Not Duff and Pella. What do the Gemara say? Maybe Tashbisu doesn't mean Erev Yom Tov. Tashbisu means the night. I wouldn't read the night because I might think the Bayerah is only by day. Kamashul on. That what? What's the Kamashul on, by the way? Kamash Malon, that is by Yerah, even when? By night. And what? And Biyam Rishon means when you do Tashbisu? When you do Tashbisu? Not Erev Yontov. If we're saying, no, maybe Tashbisu does mean Erev. Tashbisu means on Yontov. How are you going to do it on Yontov? Why should I do it on Yontov? This is a clash. The answer is because I might think that Yom means the days, and there's no by Yerah by night. Kamash Malon. What's the Kamash Malon? That there is by Yerah by night. It's very Kakasha, so we're back to the clash. So how do you do Tashbisu at the beginning of Yontov? During the 5 minutes of doing Tashbisu, being over by Yerah. As I expect, Ben Adobin on Rashi, it is Kasha. Ben Adobin asks on Rashi that if it's true that you can't do Tashbisu while you're being over by Yerah, what did the Gemara gain by moving this whole production to the first night? You can have the same exact problem. You're going to move it over to the night. You're going to tell me, Erev Yontov, you don't do Tashbisu. When do you do Tashbisu? Beginning of Yontov. Beginning of Yontov, you're over by Yerah. Ba'al Kulam. Ba'al Kulam. Is the Rashi in the Vavam Beis? Please turn to the Vavam Beis. Ba'al Kulam is the Rashi in the Vavam Beis. Why? We're afraid you're going to find a Gluski Yafa. Zok Rashi. Hitaita Aluya. Look at this. I might find a Gluski Yafa. Find a Shana Danish. Why are you going to find a Shana Danish? You did a Bedika. Like we spoke the first day of this man. You found it in a place that you did a Bedika, but there was a Danish there. And what's going to happen? You're going to find a Gluski Yafa. Listen to this Rashi. The Chasaleil is Sorfa. If you're not going to do bittul, you're going to find a gluska yafa, a shein, a piece of cake on yantiv, v'chasale. For a second, for a moment, you're going to say, ah, it's a shein, a cake. U'masha afilu rega echad, you're going to keep it for a minute. V'nimtza oyu v'ayiro, what's my kasha? Why does Rashi have to say, you're going to find a piece of cake, and then chasale, you'll have rachmonis on a piece of cake. He has is that a yid? He has rachmonis on a cake. Or on himself. Yish la'im b'zeh. Who has Rachmanis on? Rashi says, Chasaleh has Rachmanis on the cake. So Chasaleh a piece of cake. Masha feel the regga, he keeps it for a minute. And he doesn't burn it right away. What's my kasha? Let's say this guy wouldn't be such a big Rachman on a piece of cake. Let's say he would find the thing and burn it right away. He's also everybody wrong. Rashi should have said something very simple. You're going to find Chavetz on Pesach. And you'll be everybody wrong. Fergeich, why does the Rashi say you'll find chametz on Pesach and you'll be over by Yerah? The answer is I won't be over by Yerah. Why not? I'll burn it right away. I'll find the chametz. Right? We're talking about a from guy carries around lighter fluid with him in his pocket the whole yontif because you never know what he might find. He finds a, what do you call it? Conflagration. He burns it. If you do that, it's fine, right? Fergeich Hakasha, I'm worried about Hakasha. Why does Rashi have to say that the guy's going to find the kluski yofa and it'll be chasel and it'll be masher? He should say, I'll find a gluski yafa, and I'll be happy by Yerah by Matzah. Because I didn't do bittul. I didn't do bittul. I find a gluski yafa. You'll tell me, what do you mean? As soon as I find it, I'll burn it. I won't be masher rega. So what? Hale Rashi says that when you're doing Tashbisu, you're over by Yerah by Matzah. Hale Shitas Rashi is. That was Abaye Stir. What was Abaye Stir? Abaye said that Tashbisu and by Yerah can't be in the same time period. When you're over by Yerah, said Abaye, you can't do Tashbisu. When you're over by Yerah, you can't do Tashbisu. So why does Rashi have to send off over Beis? That'll be Victor Shivatl. Because if you're not going to do Bittul, you're going to find the Gluski Yafa, and then you'll have Rachmanis. And then you'll hesitate for a minute from burning it. Fergeich, let's say you won't hesitate. It should be simple. you're going to find the Kluski offer, and you can build it. My Rabbi wants it. You tell me what do you mean? State in Rashi before that if I burn it right away, I won't be Masha Rega, I won't be Chasalei, I won't be over by your own budget, then there's no problem. If we would know that you're going to find the Kluski offer and you won't delay, then you're not over by your own budget. You wouldn't need Bittel. Frank Chakasha, why not? The second you find it, you're over by your own budget. You tell me no. You tell me no. When a guy's busy doing Tashbisu, he's not over by your own budget. So what's the highest tier then? State before Shem Rashi, that when a guy finds Chometz and he does Tashbisu on the spot in the middle of Yom Tov, he's not over by your own budget. Why? Because he's being involved in doing Tashbisu. When I'm doing Tashbisu, I'm not over by your own. I'm doing what I need to do, like we said the first day of this month. I'm doing what I need to do. Says Rashi, no, you're going to delay it. You want the Chometz. And then that delay is going to cost you by your own. Let's say I wouldn't delay. Let's say I burn it on the spot. I won't be over by your own. State the Rashi, no, it's before Shem Rashi. Why not? Why not be over by your own budget? You listen to the guy, so you did Bidika, now you found Chometz. And from the second that you find it, you're over. No. I'll pour a lot of fluid on it right away. I don't have a rachmanos on a piece of cake. I won't be over by Rotsi. I won't be over by Rotsi. Says I made a parallel, because when a guy is Isaac with doing Tashbisi, not over by Rotsi, I'll say, Tifer, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm doing what the Bayer Rotsi mitzvah me to do. Fergus, what's a Bayer Stira? Maybe Shivas Yomim means 7 days, and Tashbisi means on Yantuf. And it means that at the beginning of Yantuf, by the way, our whole Yantuf will look different. Be the Raisa at the beginning of Yantuf, after candle lighting, what does everybody do? You burn the Chometz. Midaraisa. Maridik, no? You do Bidikra, you do beer. Aye, what do you mean? Oh, you're all, right? I'll get nervous. What do you mean? I'm Isaac in Tashmisa. I'm doing what I need to do. Mabaya. Why are you moving Tashmisa? By the way, do you know what's going on in this plot? The Gemara took the pasuk of Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashmisa and took it out of context and said, but Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Yom Tov. Yom Rishon means the Erev Yom Tov. Why? Because there's a steer. There's no steer. I'll do Tashmisa at the beginning of Yom Tov. But Yom Rishon, the first second, I'll do it. I won't be over. So for Shirashi the Pavan Beitam, when a guy finds Chometz on Yom Tov and he burns it right away, he's not everybody Rabbi wants it. Those are the three catastrophic kashas of Shitas Rashi. If the aside of Abaya did an alarming zah. Abaya moved Tashbisu to Erev Yom Tov, to 12 o'clock. Kasha number one is, really? So how do you do Tashbisu at 12? You're here by Yerah. Rashi says Tashbisu comes along with by Yerah. Kasha two, how do you do Tashbisu the night? The night is by Yerah. Now Al Kulam is a Mefurash Rashi that says if a guy finds Chometz on Yom Tov, he's over by Yerah. He's not over by Yerah until he's Masha, until he keeps it, until he delayed, until he's Chasalei. Why? Because I'm doing what I need to do. It's Mefurash Rashi. So what's a Bayer Stira? Achmir Shishbis, it needs to be the first day. And I'll do what I need to do, the first second. Adova Pella Otsum Benoiro. What could be the pshat in Sia? Now, we're going to see tomorrow, obviously, to Rotsamandis, which are the heart to heart, and then we're going to have to see tomorrow. Why did Tosis not hold of Rashi? And we're going to see that the reason why Tosis arguing Rashi was for a completely different reason. We're going to match up the Rabbeinu Peretz with the Tosis. Why they arguing Rashi? Ayin Sham Hei Pei.